So, Charles, what are the 7 steps to create great teams? And what are 11 practical strategies that leaders can take to implement these 7 steps?
Well, this final part of this audio program, I'm going to incorporate many of the ideas that we've talked about in these 7 steps. Get your pens out now because you want to write these 7 steps down and the 11 strategies. So the 7th step is outstanding results. If you create great teams, you will get outstanding results. To achieve outstanding results, you need to have the real issues handled because that's how you get constant improvement. In the challenging environment that we are in, we all need to be constantly improving. That only happens if you handle the real issues. The step before that is open and honest communication. What are the real issues? You see, if people aren't open and honest, they won't put the real issues on the table. Stuff will fester. Energy will drop. Passion will be squashed. What's required for open and honest communication? Trust and caring. Trust and caring. Trust between team members and team members who care about each other. So why would unique human beings trust and care about each other? The answer is the 5th step. Each of them is committed to the purpose, vision, goals, strategies, and values. Every team member commits to this. So what happens is every team member is clear on what the game is. Are we playing water polo, football, cricket, or tiddlywinks? In most companies I go into, people aren't clear what the game is. So it's everyone running around dealing with their own agenda instead of a common agenda. So why would team members commit to the team's purpose, vision, goals, strategy, values? Because the 6th step is they have knowledge of and it's in alignment with their own purpose, vision and goals. In other words, if I can see that achieving the team vision is in alignment with my own vision, then I'll commit to it. And the last step is, so how do I know if it's in alignment with my own goals? Is to get clear on what I want. And creating this environment where aligning each individual team member's personal purpose, vision and goals with the organisation is what unleashes enormous human energy and enables the passion, which is the source of that energy, to be contributed to the organisation. Because every team member is going, this is good for me. They're the 7 steps. So what are 11 practical strategies that you can use to achieve these 7 steps, to achieve this outcome of outstanding results? I guarantee to you that these 11 strategies are practical, are powerful, and they work. Number 1, frequency of interaction of team members in well-structured team meetings. Most meetings in organisations are run badly. Learn how to run great meetings, and they must be frequent. In top-level sport, and I think sport is a great example for business, in top-level sport, team members meet 4 and 5 times a week. That's the way you have a constant discussion about the issues that are blocking performance or the issues that need to be handled so that performance improves. The 2nd strategy, clearly adopt the standards to which your team aspires. In other words, is the team committing to play, in sporting terms, at international, interstate, local A grade or country thirds standard? As an example, take the accounting profession in any country. Most accounting practices are small, 1 or 2 person bands, which in sporting terms are country third standard. The international standard is the big 4 accounting practices. What standard do you want your team members to commit to? This issue is important because even though people can be talented, they may not want to play international sport. They might be happy with local A grade. What's the standard? The higher the standard, the greater the demands. The 3rd strategy, recognition for good work amongst relevant stakeholders. Do you recognise good work? 4th strategy, celebration regularly for even small achievements and improvements. I've already talked about celebration of the first goal in any sporting event. Strategy number 5, a clear purpose, a clear vision, clear goals, strategies and values for the team, with each team member clearly knowing what these are and learning them. And these 5 for the team must align with and promote the organisation's purpose, vision, goals, strategies and values. 6th strategy, clear team agreements, which can be some pages in length. Australian Football League teams have 8 pages of team agreements, which covers what they eat, how they dress, what the time requirements are, and so on. Strategy number 7, support and encouragement of each other continuously. Number 8, a willingness to use each team member's unique, even weird, attributes and skills. Just consider the different sizes of players in sporting teams, particularly in rugby. Strategy number 9, clear rules governing the conduct of team meetings with agreed start and finish times, and the finish times is important, that cannot be altered without unanimous consent of the team members. Practical strategy number 10, practice sharing mistakes at team meetings and reward the most valuable mistake that was made in the last month. This is such a critical issue, it's going to be a topic for another audio program on how to generate innovation and creativity, but the way organizations handle mistakes is disastrous in most developed countries, and it must change if you want to tap into the creativity of your team members. Practice sharing mistakes. And the last strategy is discipline to observe the preceding strategies. I guarantee these practical strategies work. And I guarantee to you that if you can't remember what it's like to be in a great team, go back, look in your past, and get passionate about being a part of a great team and taking the steps and teaching your leaders. If you're not a leader, become a leader, that is, situational leadership. You might not be the positional leader. Practice leadership behaviours in whatever role you are playing and help your team become a great team. Why? Because your life will be a magnificent life. Go for it.
You've been listening to Charles Kvess, Australasia's passion provocateur, on 7 steps to create great teams. This audio seminar is one in a series brought to you by the International Institute of Directors and Managers. Thank you for listening.